Aloha, and welcome to Six Fit Storybooks Podcast. I'm Melissa, and you are joining me for episode 6. Welcome and thanks. I'm really thankful that you're here. If you're new to our podcast, you may enjoy popping back to listen to some of our other episodes. We strive to provide great content as well as useful downloadable tools that are a help to you in your knitting or any of your crafty endeavors. If you want the show notes and those helpful PDFs or the patterns, the booklets, just head to www.6bitsstorybooks and click on the podcast tab in the upper right corner. Want to learn how your business can sponsor our podcast? Well, drop me a line. You can reach me at hello, Melissa, HelloMelissa, at 6bitsstorybooks.com. Today, we will hear from a few listeners' questions, and it may be yours. Also, I will be sharing a bit more on yarn discovery, which we began in our very first episode. You'll have a second guide that you can download to add to the first one. And lastly, I'll share today 2 more winners, as well as info about our KAL, which kicks off Monday, the 2nd of November, 2015. Can you even believe that November is upon us? It's crazy. But enough of thinking about how fast time flies. Let's grab our coffee or tea, a cocktail or hot chocolate, and whatever crafty endeavor of your choice, and let's slow down a bit together. Our big mahalos go out today to Infinite Twist Yarn. Kate Carter Evans, who you may remember from episode 2, creates special kits for knitters to pamper themselves or others with. That's right, you can give her kits as gifts, and they are amazing, especially this time of year as you're thinking ahead on who is on your list and not waiting till last minute for Christmas. Those people on your list that you may want to introduce to the joys of knitting. Her kits include all the necessary things like yarn and needles to make a particular project, but always have those delightful treats that make them extra wonderful. Useful tools like tapestry needles, measuring cards with handy references, and always perfect stitch markers. Sometimes kits even have more amazing add-ons, buttons or journals or mini cakes. And all of them are more than reasonably priced for quality products and top exceptional yarns. So, pop over to your specially creative welcome page just for listeners of this podcast, www.infinitetwist.com/SIX-BITS. That's right. And now for today's episode. Well, aloha, and by now you may have guessed it's just you and I today. Our special guest, photographer Kate Bouye, who did the photo shoots for the coastlines and cliffs, as well as that fashion bit, the 6-bit style from Unearth, our first issue, was going to join us today, but she is on location right now in South Africa and having a bit of internet drama. So she will join us very soon, and we'll have some even more amazing stories to share. Today, I'd like to start with a few great emails from listeners. The first question comes from Cameron in Virginia Beach, Virginia, which is just one state north of me. So aloha, Cameron, my neighbor. She writes a sweet compliment regarding the podcast, and then she goes on to kind of share and then ask, "You talk a lot about digging into knitting. I like knitting things, useful things like hats and scarves and baby clothes. I really haven't felt the need to pull apart yarn like you, Mel, or gather goodies from outside like you, Melody. It sounds a bit impractical. Am I missing something? That's really a good question. Cameron went on to ask, do you really pull everything apart for discovering each time you sit down to knit, Mel? Well, these are awesome points or questions, Cameron, and I'm thankful that you bring them up to discuss. I'm going to set your letter aside. Well, obviously today Melody isn't here, but I'm excited to talk about my ideas that directly relate to what you've asked. I also encourage you, dear listener, to now think about your response. And I really mean it. Before I blather on, why not pause me? Put me on pause and I'll be right here when you click resume. But what do you think? Why don't you just take time to consider your own response? So here are my thoughts, Cameron, and for all listening. We are each amazingly unique beings created to discover our own stories. I firmly believe that. I think there's nothing odd about being on fire for creating every awesome project that you see. I think that is a story, a unique novella that you may be the main character of. Knitting hats and scarves, as Cameron does, I believe, is really digging in. When she asks if she's missing something, I say no. Let me unpack my idea a little bit more. Let me check to make sure that... Yes, I'm going to hold your letter. I've printed it out so I can keep on track. So if a hat pattern allows digging in moments, by its very nature, you are discovering. You have yarn that when you use it, responds to what you're asking it to do, to become, to help you create. That yarn behaves a certain way on your needles. Whatever the size of your needles, whatever composition those needles are made from that you're using, whether it's wood or plastic or metal, that yarn and needle and pattern combination, they develop right there with you. You're bossing it each step of the way. And I would suggest that even if you use the same yarn, the same needles, and the same hat pattern, you can learn something new every single time you work on it. Maybe the first time you notice the yarn, the content of the yarn, the color, the feel, the sparkle, the shine, the twist, all these different things that we notice and see and feel about the yarn. And then you make that hat again. And the focus for you becomes on how much you love the needles. Or maybe for some, I know for me sometimes, it's how much I hate these needles. And then you can see why as you're working. And then the third time for you, that hat pattern just pops. And you're going to notice details, like the fact that you admire the heck out of those decreases. So suddenly this third time around, that pesky stitch that was just driving you mad is now cake. And you notice these things. But perhaps you didn't notice something new each time. What then? Well, so what? Are you loving the moment that you're in? Are you motivated to get that same hat, number 6, off the needles because there's a coworker, a colleague that you have that has just been on your heart and in your thoughts for who knows how long, and this hat has become a work that is from you to give to them. That is your story. So playing with the yarn or pulling apart the yarn, deconstructing sweaters that your kiddo has outgrown, and she really wants a new one, and unfortunately they don't make it anymore. That's me right now. Those may be the things that some knitters do. I do. But it doesn't make my knitting story any more brilliant than the person in the hat illustration from earlier. Is Thoreau's work better than Frost's? Well, not to me, I love both. I've memorized passages from both authors. And are they different? Yes, thankfully, yes. And do I love them? Absolutely. Does Tolstoy move me? Oh my goodness, yes. Yes, he does. And Hemingway? Hemingway stirs this part in me too. In different ways, and also in the same ways. Now, bringing it back to yarn. When Space Cadet Yarn sends me a few skeins to create a piece of knitting from, I squeal with delight. No kidding. You can see me, like, right now, I've got my hands clenched and my fingers are twitching. I get so, so excited. But when I order some new yarn to me, just like I did recently from Half Company, I am twirling around just as tickled, even if I've ordered it myself. Both are treats, and I'm eager to use them and create with them, knowing that I have two new experiences awaiting. So pull apart your knitting for fun. Knit rhythmically, watching Netflix, and not once glancing at what you're creating in your hand. Do both. Do neither. I do not think there is one right way to experience knitting. I think that experiencing knitting happens the right way at the appropriate time for each individual knitter. Now, for question two, which kind of dovetails with Cameron, and again, Cameron, thank you so much for that. I love how you said, do I really pull everything apart each time I sit down and knit? And actually, in answer to that, I should tell you, no, I don't. So that's the second part of your question. Before I move on to the next one, I do want to say that no, I do not pull something apart every time I sit down to knit. But I do a lot. In fact, I unknit and re-knit and start swatching and changing things up more often than I do finish things. But I do finish things. And I am as proud of the things that I don't finish and learn from as I am of the pattern that I've knit for the umpteenth time with my favorite yarn in the same color gray. So Cameron, thank you. Her letter was actually a lot longer and it was really, really fun, but I'd asked her if I could just pull out pieces of it and she's like, yes. So I'm sorry Melody wasn't here to answer the other parts of that, but I hope you feel like what I shared was helpful. All right, now for question number two, which, like I said, kind of complements what Cameron said. So this is from Anna or Anna. I'm going to call you Anna because it's not spelled double N. It's A-N-A. So Anna, she's from a few places. And I love that you say that you're a migrational knitter. She spends her summers in Minnesota and spring, fall, and winters in Florida. So you sound like you've got a plan, Anna. Anna simply asks, I got excited about how I felt after listening to the first four podcasts. I'm stopping right there and thanking you for listening to the first four podcasts. Awesome. Now she says, I want to play with my stuff now. I'm so excited. Now that you've got me excited, even untwisting and pulling apart strands of yarn, do you have some direction for me? The will to playfully dig through my stash is here, but I need a way. Any ideas? Anna, I love this. First, I love that you and Cameron took the time to listen to the podcasts and then responded. That's really what 6-Bit Storybooks, both the podcast and the publication, is seeking out. Interconnecting moments, interconnecting threads and stories. And you taking the time to email us is just stellar. So thank you. All right. So now for your answer. The answer, I hope, is going to be fun for you. It's a handout that I've shared before, but it's one that I love. I spent a lot of time putting it together, and I just feel really proud of it being something that's useful and stimulating without overdoing it. Its focus begins with fiber content, which is wool. And it walks you through observing and comparing and even thoughtful substitution considerations. So everyone listening can head over to today's show notes and download the PDF to explore your yarn this week in a very simple, systematic way that isn't making you do crazy things, or to me, they're not really crazy. You're also not going to be spending hours and hours researching things. You can if you want, but it's not what this download is for. You just interact where you are with whatever it is that you're doing. So if you use this download or any of the other things that are in our podcast shows, I would love your feedback. That interaction from you will directly shape things that we decide to share in the future. So I hope, Anna, that this helps. And I know your answer is not one that I'm actually saying out loud, but it's more of something that I curated that you can use. So I hope that you appreciate the sharing, the little treat. And speaking of sharing, how about I share some free yarn? Well, last week we had two winners, each winning a skein of Infinite Twist Helix, which they can use to knit the wrist or ankle or leg warmers from issue one on Earth. And that pattern is Karen's. And it's definitely a pattern that you can use to explore knitting for sure. You have lots of different things happening on a small scale, and they make for really quick gift knits. They make for very satisfying accessory knits. And it's kind of fun to see and notice. Since it's a smaller project, you can notice how the color affects stitches. And it's just something that without doing a ton extra, you can really be in the moment and just learn by almost like being a naturalist. You know, when you go outside, you're just quietly observing the area around you and kind of reflecting. Same thing with this pattern. So this week we have a winner chosen from our iTunes reviews. And if you want a chance to win yourself, simply leave a comment on iTunes for the Six Bits podcast. Snap a screenshot of it. That's hard to say. Snap a screenshot and send. Yes, let's try that. So simply leave a comment on iTunes. Snap a screenshot and send it to hellomelissa@sixbitstorybooks.com to be entered. We choose a winner each month, and you win a yarn for a specific project, if you want to use it for that project, and the pattern, and there's nothing to purchase and really nothing to lose. We also choose one subscriber from our 6-Bit Storybook publication. It's random, and there's no rhyme or reason to it. We just pick you, and you win free yarn. It's our way of returning the love that you shared, supporting this crazy idea I had. So, are you ready? Let's see. Wait, how about before I do that, can I keep you on edge just a second longer? Because I want to tell you, I know you're like, ah! I want to tell you about our KAL. So Monday, November 2nd, 2015 is a very special day. We kick off our first KAL. In an effort to intentionally better kind of all of us in the knitting community, I personally spent time crafting up how every single one could, if they want, enter this KAL and feel to really feel valued as an integral part of this whole bit of funness. I don't know if funness is really a word, but it is today. So finishers of projects win. Starters of projects win. Those who don't even knit a stitch can win. And you can enter it all. So here is how. Our Unearth KAL is going to be an opportunity to join in for encouragement as we knit projects from our first issue, which we're so proud of. The categories that are open for all participants would be, first, the complete story, kind of what it says it is. For those knitters who start and finish an entire project from issue one on Earth, You can enter as many finished objects as you like into this category. They just need to start and end on the official KAL dates, which the official dates are the 2nd of November 2015 to the 2nd of January 2016. So, that's the complete story. For those of you who are not Speedy Gonzaleses, and you may have your heart set on knitting Zed, and you realize that, holy smokes, November to December to January, there's a lot going on. I'm not going to have this project done in the timeline. No worries. We have a progressive story. So since this time of year, there are so many things happening. Our attention and time have so many demands that keep us from finishing projects before the KAL is going to end. We want to make sure that fact is not going to deter you from entering. So we want to embrace the fact that you've started and you've made a good start. That should be celebrated. That alone is worth recognizing. So you can start your project on November 2nd and simply be proud of what you do. Share your progress in the Ravelry thread by, you'll see an example where you just stake a spot on the thread that is your spot. And you can just edit the photos within that post, within that, say you post as number 7 post. You just keep coming back and editing in either by words or by photos. You know, we put update and edit in what you've done, what your progress is. It's just that simple. And so that's your progressive story. We have a character focus, which we're going to do every single issue that we launch a storybook. We want to dig deeper into the story behind a particular yarn. And for Unearth, our extra special character is Infinite Twist. This category is for anything that knitters want to create using Helix yarn. Kate Carter Evans is going to be popping into this thread to share with us as she knits an extra long version of Karen's in the beautiful Badlands colorway. It is a beautiful kind of rustic red color that she's going to go all out with. So that's the character focus. And then we have Instagram, of course. What a great way to plug into. You simply use the hashtag UnearthKAL for any and all the work that you're doing that you post pictures of. Be sure to also tag us at number6.bits.storybooks too. And that's the fastest way to grab our attention because we definitely want to see what you're up to. In addition to choosing winners from each of the above categories, we are excited, really, really excited about a different twist on an option for any and everybody who wants to join in this KAL. The Illustrate Kindness category. Wonder how it works? It's very simple. First, just be sure you're following us on Instagram. Then you use the hashtag on Instagram. You just click the hashtag or search the hashtag UnearthKAL. And that's going to pop up and show you all the different projects that everybody all over the world is knitting from the first issue with this KAL. The only thing you do is comment below their post to cheer them on. Seriously, it's that simple. It's an awesome way for anybody. If you're a crocheter, we don't have any projects in Unearth for you to crochet. But you have a part in our story. You can share simply by encouragement. A word of encouragement goes a long way. Your comment below somebody's project could be the difference between them thinking that they've done really nothing this week and they fail to see the fact that, you know what? You just did 3 rows of crazy cabling work at different points from 4 or 5 different charts. And hello, can we just take a moment to acknowledge your awesomeness? That's what we're looking for. And hey, if you're not really eloquent and you don't want to write a lot, grab some emojis. Seriously, in the comments, add some emojis to support them. So if you can't join in by knitting a project, it's a great way to be a part of the community. It also weaves our stories together a bit more intentionally. It allows people to interact. You may see a project, comment, and boom, there is your new online buddy that you discover is 60 miles away. And why not meet for coffee? Or maybe they're a couple of hours away. Hello, Melissa in Raleigh. Hey, lady, hey, that is me giving you a shout out because we need to get together. She and I found each other on Instagram. There are so many people on Instagram that live in my state that it blows my mind how crafty these people are. So this is just something for fun. There will be one winner from each category, except for the Illustrate Kindness. We plan to choose three winners from that category. So be sure to use the hashtags when posting so everybody can see your beautiful knitting skills and to cheer on your project. Now, it may sound like there's only a few winners from each thing, but what we haven't said is there's just random winners that we're choosing as we go between January 2nd and the start date. That gives us plenty of time to just share the love and aloha. So I'm hoping that you're thinking of joining. And if you are, let me know. I really want to know. So let us now announce the winners. Are you ready? So here we go. iTunes review. Irish Pogue. I-R-I-S-H capital P-O-G-U-E. That review you left on iTunes was so fun. It starts off, and I wrote it down. Knitting isn't always just about, well, knitting. I could not agree more, which is why you will receive, and hopefully in time for joining in the KAL just a week or so after the kickoff date, you're going to receive a skein of Helix from Infinite Twist to knit the Karen's pattern or anything else that you want. And now for one lucky subscriber, drumroll. Miss Anne Howe, hailing from Somerset, Great Britain, you win a skein of Buckaloo View fingering weight yarn dyed naturally in onion skins. And that's just what I used in the Connective Bits article for the Unearthed Mitts, which is also one of the projects you can do in the KAL. That project is available only to subscribers. It's not available on Ravelry or anywhere else. So you're gonna be knitting something fantastic with this fantastically amazing yarn. So winners, please contact me before the 25th of November to claim your yarny treats, because after that time, it goes the way of the dodo bird. So, as always, I'm so thankful that you chose to spend time with me today. Do not hesitate to email me your thoughts or your ideas. Interact with me on Instagram, Twitter, and Ravelry as mski, S-K-I, knits, K-N-I-T-S. Or you can follow the 6-Bit Storybooks team on Instagram at 6.bits.storybooks. And for now, enjoy the story that your knitting is helping you write today. It's your story, so make it whatever is your personal best. Aloha, and don't forget to slow down and enjoy the beauty that is around you. Sometimes we have to stretch our eyes really wide to see that beauty. And then when we do, we're tripping and trapping and falling on our faces over it constantly. So I hope that you fall into something beautiful today and know that your story is worth sharing.